The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 459, top episodes of 2017. Two Chairs No Waiting is up, brought to you every week by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. It's the brand new year. So head over to Weavers and get your 2018 Andy Griffith Show calendar, wall calendar. There's not that many left. Head over there and check them out. They're awesome. And it's winter. It's cold. Oh, my goodness. It's cold. Maybe you want to get a sweatshirt or a hoodie or something like that. Head over to Weavers and check out their supply over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Thank you to all of our patrons. We appreciate all that you do to keep this show going and just supporting me. And who am I? I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. Wow, every year at Christmas, every year, it's almost been that way ever since we started the show, there are people who get brand new electronic gadgets, you know, whether it's a computer or a phone or a tablet or something like that, that they can begin to join us here on the podcast and in the online Mayberry community, because there's so much that goes on in and around Mayberry. Now, this podcast, this episode is 459th episode of this podcast. And that's not to even mention Kevin Burke's podcast, Burke on Mayberry, that you might enjoy as well. And of course, then there's the Mayberry Bible Study podcast. So there's all kinds of stuff. If you head over to twochairsnowaiting.com, you'll see those at the top of the page. You can just go there and click a link, and you'll be able to see at the top of the page, there's Burke on Mayberry, Mayberry Bible Study, and Two Chairs No Waiting. You can go over there and check out all of those at that one-stop shopping. So you'll be in good shape. I hope you guys have a chance to do that. Now, as I said, there's 459 episodes of this podcast. Now, I of course believe they're all absolutely amazing and great, but that could be a little biased position by me. I'm not sure, you know. But I want to tell you, we've got a lot of good episodes, and a lot of folks have enjoyed consuming them. But what I want to do for you, because you're new, and even if you're somebody that's been listening and watching, because I have a video, there's a video version and an audio version of the show, and maybe you've been doing the audio version, maybe you want to go check out the video. YouTube is where we post the videos, and the videos on YouTube make it very easy for me to be able to see which episodes had the most views, is the right word. And it's really pretty amazing to me, because the YouTube videos, the number of views range from about 8,600 for the top rated one, which we'll get to in a few minutes, down to, about 2,200, 2,000 or so this year. So this was in 2017. So let's go check out these episodes. Okay, so let's head over here and check out the YouTube video. So the video that came in number 10 on your wish list YouTube is, I'm gonna play it here in the background. There it is, talking. You can barely hear it. If you're watching the video, you'll see both me and me talking to you at the same time. This episode was episode number 353, Coming Home for Christmas. On video, I'm gonna show a picture of it. Yeah, so what this was about the colorized versions of the Andy Griffith Show that we went through. We had those. So that is the number 10 episode. So let's head and so that's one you might want to check out. Okay. So the number 9 episode was the it's episode number 159. And it was actually the Ghost and Mr. Chicken. I did two episodes about the Ghost from Mr. Chicken and went through all kinds of stuff, like talking about that Jim Fritzell and Everett Greenbaum wrote the movie. And you can hear it talking in the background. I'll let it come up. This is me. This is something you might really enjoy. If you like Ghost and Mr. Chicken and enjoy Don Knotts, you can go over and hear.
And it was just a great show. So
there's all kinds of stuff over there. You can find out about Otis being on there. And the fun thing, if you go and watch the video version, you can see how young I looked, because this was in October 2011. But it was our number 9 most watched or most viewed episode of 2017. So you might want to go and check it out. So number eight. I'm going to have to write these down or I'll forget them. Number eight most watched was A Return to Mayberry. That's what it was called. A Return to Mayberry. Now this episode, it was episode number 422. And we went through and discussed all kinds of stuff about returning to Mayberry. It's a really cool show, and definitely one I think you would enjoy going and checking out. So go check that one out. As I said, that was number 8 on our list. So I'm going to run through these fairly quick. I don't want you to have, you can go, they're all reruns, so you can go watch it anytime you want. Now the next one, I think we're at number 7. Is that where we are? 7? Number 7. It was, let me make sure I'm right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. So Susan Oliver. This is it. So Susan Oliver, there's a great episode we did about her. Now, Susan Oliver, she was the prisoner of love. You might remember her when Andy and Barney had her in the jail and they both kind of got smitten by her. I did an episode all about Susan Oliver. It's a great episode. It is our number 7 most viewed episode on YouTube, so you can go and check those out. So go check it out. It's called Susan Oliver, Prisoner of Love. It's episode number 413. All right. The next most watched, which is, I think, we're at number six. It was episode number 189, and it was Doug Dillard Remembered. Now, all these are just suggestions for you to be able to go and pick out some episodes that other people thought were some of the best ones in 2017. Okay. So this is Doug Dillard Remember. Now, Doug Dillard was the darling boy who played the banjo, and he passed away. And we did an episode about that back in May of 2012. So it's definitely worth going and checking out. I would like to go check it out myself, because, you know, that was a few years back. I might need to go and try to remember it myself. All right. Number five. Is episode number 281, and it was Jim Nabors Remembered. No, Jim Nabors Interview. I'm sorry, got the wrong name. Jim Nabors Interview. This is kind of fun to see. This was in 2014, May of 2014. Now, this is our number 5 most viewed episode in the past year. Okay, so go check it out. It's an interview I did with Jim Nabors years ago. And finally did a podcast with it at this point. So this is something you might want to go and check out. I know. Here's Jim. Let's listen.
Thank you very much. Just thank you for taking the time to speak with us. And it's a real pleasure to meet you.
Well, it's my pleasure to meet you, too.
One of the questions I had written down, I'm not sure.
Dude, that is awesome. Go and check that one out. If you Jim Nabors, great. Great guy. He was so nice, so fun to interview. All right, our number four most watched episode, our most viewed, let me get this correct, is called African Americans in Mayberry. Now, this is episode number 119.
Volunteer to do this.
And I talked about African Americans that did appear on the Andy Griffith Show, as well as discussed a little bit about the lack of African-Americans on the Andy Griffith Show. Now, this is from January of 2011. So this is a few years ago. But this was our number 4 most watched or viewed. Again, viewed is the correct word. Episode of 2017. Now, the fun part about some of these videos that I'm telling you about, they're actually in standard definition. You know, they're not widescreen. So the videos, if you if you ever watch the videos, over the years as I've done the podcast, it's changed a lot. You'll be able to see things behind me on the wall that were not there then that are there now. Anyway, it's kind of fun to go see if you enjoyed it. If you're an old listener, or that doesn't sound good, does it? If you're a listener that's been around for a while, then you might enjoy going back and watching some of these episodes as well. All right, our number three most viewed episode for 2017 is called From Francis to Aunt B. From Francis to Aunt B. Now, this is about Francis Bavier. And so I know you would enjoy this one because it's all about Aunt B. You'll be able to see me playing with some green screen effects where I'm actually sitting in the Taylor's living room as part of this. But I go through and discuss the career of Francis Bavier, and there's a good bit of information. This is from August 2011. This is kind of amazes me. This is our third most viewed episode on YouTube from 2017, and it's a podcast I did back in 2011. So please go and check these out. Some of these I'm going to have to go watch them again because they're, you know, I don't remember what happened. All right, so the next up, this is kind of neat because we just had Christmas. We just got through the Christmas season. Our number two most viewed episode of 2017 is actually the Christmas episode from, what year was it? 2014. So it's episode number 310, Mayberry Christmas to All. Is what it is. So this is and if you listen to the Christmas episode from just last week, you're going to hear and see a lot of things that are very similar.
Could it be Briscoe, Charlene, and the Darling Boys?
So go and check that out if you're still in the Christmas spirit and would like to hear some more Christmas stuff. I'm sure there's some things that are probably different. All right, so our number one most viewed episode of 2017 is this one, 288. Ernest T, Thelma Lou, and a Fun Girl, Part 1. That is Thelma Lou talking.
I cried a lot.
And the fun part about this is you actually get to see them. This is,
I tell you the truth, I just.
There's the Fun Girl. Hello, doll.
The America thing about the show, the small town, which is in all.
And Ernest T is there with them as well. So you can go and check this out. It's episode number 288. I have made a thing for you. We're going to have a playlist. So if you click a link that's going to be in our show notes, it's going to be a playlist that'll be the 2017 most viewed episodes of Two Chairs, No Waiting. And you can go and watch all 10 of these. They'll be in a playlist together. Now, this episode in particular, 288, is fun to watch because, if you can get past the fact that the video is moving around as much as it does, because the video moves a lot, because wherever I got the recording, if it was me or if it was somebody else that recorded it, there's a lot of shake to the camera. But it's really worth seeing it because you get to see Betty Lynn, Howard Morris, and Gene Carson there on stage. This was filmed at the Mayberry Squad Car Rendezvous in Bradford, Ohio. What year was that? Let's see if I can see that. It's probably in my show notes here. Let me see if I can read. It was in 1994. Mayberry Squad Car Rendezvous was when this was. And it was from old 8mm film tapes that I ran across. So I guess it was myself or my wife that recorded this. And we probably didn't have a tripod because this was back in the old days. So anyway, definitely want to invite you over there to check that out. All right. So those are the videos now. Most watched videos or most viewed videos. Okay, so as I said, that episode in particular, the number one most viewed, was viewed 8,631 times in 2017. So that's, wow, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool to me. All right, so All right, so that's all that. I hope that helps you. Now, if you're wanting to look and find out what episodes you would like to take part of, there's some of them that you might want to go and watch. Now, if you don't want to go watch, let me give you some information about the most listened to episodes that are audio. Okay, so we'll run through these a little quicker because I've just got a list of them. It's pretty easy to read these and go through them. It won't take us too long to do this. Let's see, where does these go? I don't remember where I put it. Anyway, I'm trying to look. I was trying to show it on the screen, but I'm not sure I can remember where I did that. Let's see. I'll have to look around here on my clips. So there's videos of this. Oops, that's not it. Camera. Wow, I've lost everything. So I'll just have to read them to you. I don't know where I put it. It's somewhere. Oh, here it is. Found it. So the episodes, here they are. Gosh, I'm not prepared. This is what happens when you record late on New Year's Eve. But here they are, the top 10 audio episodes for 2017. Now get this, the first episode, the number 10, is number 407, episode number 407, the top episodes of 2016. So the number 10 most listened to episode from 2017 was the top episodes of 2016 episode. So this exact episode last year, where people went and listened to it to find out what other episodes they'd like to listen to. So, hey, maybe this episode is helpful, these review episodes. Number 9 was episode number 417. You don't have to remember all these. They'll be in the show notes. Jeff Pruitt Takes a Wife. So there's an episode where we talked about Jeff Pruitt. You remember Jeff Pruitt? He was the skipper on Gilligan's Island. We all remember him. All right, number 8 was listener feedback number 32. Now that was episode, there's a lot of numbers there. It was episode number 411 of Two Chairs No Waiting is listener feedback number 32. That was our 8th most popular audio episode. And number 7 was Floyd and Calvin Coolidge. So we had Calvin Coolidge, and you know, that was something I talked about doing on that episode and never did actually go ahead and do it. Was to do Calvin Coolidge quotes. I need to do that. Remind me. So, all right. So next up is Return to Mayberry. A Return to Mayberry episode number 422. That was one of our video ones as well. All right. So next up is number 5 is listener feedback number 34. So you guys actually enjoy the listener feedback is what that's telling me, because our 5th most popular as well as our 8th most popular were listener feedback episodes. So what that tells me is you guys need to give me as much feedback as possible and people will enjoy the episodes more because I can hear from you. All right. Number 4. Number 4 most listened to episode was Mayberry Trivia, True or False, T or F. And that was episode number 427. So you can go and listen to that. Again, I'll have all these listed in the show notes. So you can go to the show notes for episode number 459, this episode. And you'll be able to just click a link and go and listen to those episodes or download them or whatever you'd like to do. All right, number three, this was a good one. Mayberry is History. That was a fun episode to do. So go check it out if you'd like it. Mayberry is History. And number 2 was still fun watching Mayberry. That was episode number 410. So what we were talking about there was that, you know, we still have a lot of fun watching the Andy Griffith Show. And why? Why is that? And the number 1 most listened to episode of 2017 was Barney in the Choir, episode number 418. So hopefully this information and what's in the show notes. So again, you can go to the show notes. You don't have to remember all these things. Go to the twochairsnowaiting.com and type in there in the search bar. You can probably just type in 459 and it'll find this episode and you'll be able to go and click any of these links. Okay. So it's easy to go do. The other thing you can do, if you're ever looking for episodes, now, I don't think I really talk about this very often, but if you actually go to Two Chairs No Waiting, the website, there is about four things over on the menu at the top. It says episode list. If you click the episode list, it actually lists by name and number every episode of Two Chairs, No Waiting. They're all listed right there. And not just those, but it also lists out Burke on Mayberry and Mayberry Bible Study. So if you're ever looking for an episode, you can go in there and look. Of course, you can go and just search twochairsnowaiting.com. You can search it and find whatever you're looking for. Folks, this Mayberry stuff is so fun, and I know I have a great time doing it. I got some really cool things for Christmas that were Mayberry related. Now, did you? I know Kevin Burke, it's not Mayberry related, but he got a cool jacket that has Batman all over it. Well, the reason I'm mentioning that, if you're watching the podcast, you can see it behind me on my chair hanging there. I have a new jacket that has Floyd all over it on the back. And I will be taking pictures and making sure you guys have seen it. I posted it on my Facebook page, but we'll talk about it here on the podcast in the coming weeks, as well as another Mayberry gift that I got that was kind of neat. I'm not going to tell you what it is. We'll wait and kind of tease you for that. But here's what I want to hear from you. You know, I know we all shop at Weaver's. Thank you for that. And you may have gotten some really cool stuff from Weaver's department store during Christmas. But I would like, if you got something that was really special to you, to take a picture of it and email it to me. And if you'd love, if it's really special, give me a call. Call in at 888-684-8415 and tell me about it. Because people get some really neat gifts that are Mayberry related. And, you know, if you got just sweatshirts and T-shirts and calendars and stuff from Weaver's, hey, feel free to send them to us because Weaver's would like to post those and say, hey, these are in the wild. Take a picture of yourself wearing your shirt or your sweatshirt or your hoodie or carrying around your slingshot, whatever you might have gotten from Weaver's. Weaver's will post it on their website and thank you for getting it from us. But I would like to hear if there's other things as well. There's all kinds of creative people that make things for Christmas. Like, did you get a can opener with an umbrella on it or something like that? If you did, send me the picture. And I will show them here on the podcast. I'll post them on our Facebook page so that people can see them. And we will just spread the Mayberry fun for everybody because these are, you know, some very, very creative people out there that do amazing things, talented crafts that I just don't have. I have very little of that. So that's always fun for me to see. All right, guys. Well, that is all I have there. But no. I did not forget. Folks, this will be the first report from our friend Randy Turner over at the Gomer and Goober Pile Comic Book Literary Guild. This is our first report for 2018. Now, granted, it's New Year's Eve, but it's almost not. It's almost New Year's Day as I record this. So you'll be getting this in the new year. So this is Randy's first report from 2018. So let's head over and hear from Randy. So go ahead and take it away, Randy.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Goober Pile Comic Book Literary Guild for the Mayberry Historical Society.
It's Ernest T. Bass.
Ernest T. What?
How do you do, doing? Randy Turner?
I'm not Randy Turner. I'm the announcer.
What do you mean you're not Randy Turner?
I'm here to meet Randy Turner. I like him because he learns me a lot.
Yeah.
When I listen to him right here on this hair contraption.
Yeah, that's a good
yes, good. He helps me with my true love romance.
Well, that's sweet.
I want to meet him. If you don't let me meet him.
I'm going to pick up this here rock and hit it right through there. Window.
No, you won't.
I will.
I won't.
Will.
I won't.
Will.
Watch me.
Now, Ernest.
Randy Turner, where are you?
He's strange, this one.
To most of the public, actor Jesse White will always be known as the Maytag repairman. But to Mayberry fans, he will always be the friendly to everyone but his wife, Fred Boone. Jesse White was born on January 3rd, 1917. He made his first theatrical appearance in an amateur local stage production in Akron, Ohio, when he was 15. During Prohibition, he started out shining shoes and selling bathtub gin made by his mother. In his late teens and early 20s, he transitioned to selling beauty supplies and lingerie, but eventually moved to Cleveland to begin working in vaudeville and burlesque. Jesse was self-conscious about the results of an injury he suffered when only 18, of which many of his fans are unaware. In a freak accident, he was hit by a stray baseball in the eye, which led to the loss of the eye and the use of a glass eye, which he was successfully able to not call attention to. Traveling on the vaudeville and burlesque circuits, he eventually made his way to New York City and Broadway. He appeared in a number of plays beginning in the early 1940s, but his big break was being cast in the 1944 hit play Harvey, where he played a disbelieving sanitarium orderly who did not see the tall, invisible rabbit Harvey that the lead character Elwood P. Dowd did. Jesse made his film debut in 1947, and in 1950 reprised his role in the hit film version of Harvey, now starring Jimmy Stewart. The 50s also saw Jesse begin acting a great deal in television. He often played small-time heels, such as used car salesman San Fernando Harry in The Real McCoys, and the deceitful Oscar Pudney in The Ann Southern Show. He appeared in a wide variety of series, from 5 appearances in Perry Mason, to guest roles in comedies such as The Dick Van Dyke Show, The Beverly Hillbillies, and I Dream of Jeannie. And, of course, he appeared in The Andy Griffith Show. Jesse played Fred Boone, a Mayberry resident who fought loudly with his wife, but was polite to everyone else. Andy's probation requirements of forcing the husband and wife to be nice to one another with liberal morning honeys said through clenched teeth resulted in them being civil to one another and argumentative with everyone else. Jesse continued to act on stage and in film and television, but it was a small role in a Don Knotts film that changed his life. Jesse played the self-important janitorial supervisor at NASA who castigated Don's meek character in the 1967 film The Reluctant Astronaut. Acting as though he were a military commander, he berated Don's character for his lack of dedication to cleaning floors. Jesse's performance led directly to him being offered the role of the lonely Maytag appliance repairman. He was not the first to play the role, but he is the actor most associated with the popular commercials, with Jesse's performance at first clearly modeled after his character from The Reluctant Astronaut. The success of the commercials was a two-edged sword. While Jesse by no means stopped acting altogether, he found many of the types of roles he wanted no longer available. On the other hand, he was well compensated by Maytag, especially with the amount of work required. He reportedly made several hundred thousand dollars annually for just a few days' work each year. Jesse's final role was in 1996 in Seinfeld, which, according to his daughter, was especially fitting. She has said that when Jesse was appearing on Broadway in the 1970 revival of Harvey, a 16-year-old Jerry Seinfeld met him on the street and asked for his autograph, saying Jesse was the first celebrity he had actually met. Jesse passed away in 1997, only 6 days after his 80th birthday. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening, and remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Oh, thank you, Randy. Thank you. Hey, folks, don't miss Randy's reports. He's got his weekly reports that he's going to be doing on the Gomer and Goober Pile Comic Book Literary Guild. He's going to do them weekly. They're going to be kind of hard to catch, so make sure you sign up to get the reminder from him by sending an email to turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he'll send you an email every time he posts one on the Facebook page. So, Randy, thank you so much. He covered all of 2017 for us, and he is going to try to keep going right on through 2018. He has so much information, and I can't thank him enough. I know you can't either, because we've definitely enjoyed, man, all the tidbits of information that he has dug up on different characters and different situations around Mayberry. So thank you. What a great New Year's present we're getting from Randy to keep going. So folks, hey, I want to thank you for being here with me. If you're new, I am so thankful you found us. And if you've been listening for some number of episodes, thank you for sticking around. It is so fun. I enjoy spending time here in Mayberry and talking with you guys about it. And I love hearing from you. And as you heard, people love hearing from you as well, because the listener feedback episodes are some of the best received that I do. People listen or watch those. So I would love to hear from you. Give me a call at 888-684-8415. Or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Just drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and click the contacts link. Then you can find all that. Friends, thanks for spending time with me in Mayberry. I hope 2018 brings you all kinds of blessings and you have a great Mayberry year. That's what I plan to do here on Two Chairs. And so till next time, we'll see you right here. Have a great week. All right, we're clear. So everybody from the live show, which I don't know if anybody's even in anything related to the live stuff tonight, because I didn't tell anybody we're doing the show live tonight, because I didn't really know for sure if I would, tell you the truth. So normally we have people in our chat room, but tonight, because it was a holiday and everything's going on like that, I just really didn't figure anybody would be able to show up. Folks, I hope you have had a great holiday. All of our patrons will be able to see this, and I'm going to go ahead and leave it on the website for anybody to go. If they click the live button, they'll be able to see it until next week. So you guys are getting a bonus. It's all bonus. Friends, hey, I do thank you for being here with us. The live crew that shows up every week is one of the things that just keeps me going. It's kind of hard to do this sitting here talking to myself, just looking at you in the camera. I know you're out there, but it's a lot more fun when I can see you in the chat room talking to each other. So folks, I do want to thank you. 2017 was a good year. I had a great year. It's always fun in Mayberry. And I'm just praying 2018 continues that tradition of just having a good year, meeting new friends and having fun. So now you guys that are listening to this live, I should have mentioned it already. We're having a Mayberry meetup coming up in February. So that's one of the things, it's on our Facebook group page. You'll be able to see that if you go to Two Chairs No Waiting Facebook group, because we have a group and an actual page, both. We have so many things to try to keep contact with everybody with. Two Chairs No Waiting Facebook group, there's information there about our meetups. So this is what the group looks like. If I can get rid of all these little pop-ups that keep popping up on us. There's our group from last year when we had our official photo of the Mayberry meetup that was held in Mount Airy. Now that is not what we'll be doing on this one. People are trying to talk to me. This one is going to be here in Huntsville. We're going to be doing one coming up in... actually, it's in our regular Facebook page, isn't it? So it's that's where the information is. So just go to our regular Facebook page. So it's facebook.com/twochairs and go to the events when you get there. And you will see the information about the upcoming event in Huntsville, February the 16th, that weekend. So we're inviting you to come. We're actually going to let folks come here to the house. You can be a part of just coming in and come and visit. And depending on how many we have, we may go to our church and do our meetings there at the church. So everybody will be comfortable sitting around in some nicer chairs and we can watch episodes together there. But if there's not too many, we can fit them here in the house. And right now, I don't know, we can probably fit I don't know, 20, 25 people here. Pretty easy. Either way, you'll be invited here to the house to come and see. You can go to Weaver's Department Store, which is in the room behind me. You can visit here in the two chairs, no waiting headquarters. And you'll also be able to sit here in the chair and maybe talk to people out on the internet. So, folks, whatever it is, it's going to be a bunch of Mayberry people getting together. And I got to tell you, every time we do that, it's a lot of fun. So happy New Year to everybody. And I'm going to go ahead and roll us out of here. And we will see you guys next time right here on Two Chairs, No Waiting. Have a great one. Happy New Year. Bye, everybody.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.